ABC, ABC, CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times all inflamed a violent situation by reporting the Hamas accusation. None of those agencies had any backup for their reportage. What they should have done is said something like this. A hospital in Gaza was hit with rocket fire today. Both Israel and Hamas blame the other. Now, is that hard? That's journalism 101. Subsequently, U.S. intelligence agencies say that the rocket was a misfire by Islamic terrorists. That has been widely reported, but the damage was done. Millions of ill-informed people believe Israel is responsible for killing people in a hospital because that's what they want to believe. And it was reinforced by a corrupt media. We have a major problem with the press in this country. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Mike Baker, CIA veteran and host of the President's Daily Brief podcast. Stay informed on the rapidly unfolding conflict between Israel and Hamas as Israel responds to the deadly terrorist attacks. Tune in Monday through Friday for the most up-to-date insights. Download and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Get briefed, stay ahead with the President's Daily Brief.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More from Bill O'Reilly coming up 8:45. Joe Biden, President of the United States, talked about the trip to Israel just completed yesterday. He spent seven hours in Israel. That's a long way to go for a photo op. I'll just leave it at that. But he talked about this in his speech last night. Here it is.
You know, early this morning, I returned from Israel. They tell me I'm the first American president to travel there during the war. I met with the prime minister and members of his cabinet. And most movingly, I met with Israelis who had personally lived through horrific horror of the attack by Hamas on the 7th of October. More than 1,300 people slaughtered in Israel, including at least 32 American citizens. Scores of innocents, from infants to the elderly grandparents, Israelis, Americans, taken hostage. As I told the families of Americans being held captive by Hamas, we're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home. As president, there is no higher priority for me than the safety of Americans held hostage. The terrorist group Hamas unleashed pure, unadulterated evil in the world. But sadly, the Jewish people know perhaps better than anyone that there is no limit to the depravity of people when they want to inflict pain on others. In Israel, I saw people who were strong, determined, resilient, and also angry, in shock, and in deep, deep pain. I also spoke with President Abbas, the Palestinian Authority, and reiterated the United States remains committed to the Palestinian people's right to dignity and to self-determination. The actions of Hamas terrorists don't take that right away. Like so many other, I'm heartbroken by the tragic loss of Palestinian life, including the explosion at the hospital in Gaza, which was not done by the Israelis. We mourn every innocent life lost. We can't ignore the humanity of innocent Palestinians who only want to live in peace and have an opportunity.
President Biden last night from the Oval Office. Again, only 15 minutes of speech, but and I must tell you, I side with Dana Perino on this one. I think Brit Hume is all wrong about this speech. By the way, this hour brought to you by True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. I'm going to see him this morning at 11 o'clock. He can be your dentist too, by the way. And now True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That is a $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry with two convenient locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to be joined by a guy that has been following this incredible stuff coming out of Carson City. Culture of corruption is what we call it. John Burke is going to join us, spokesman for the Better Nevada PAC. It's a PAC that is supporting the governor and his policies, which I think is absolutely wonderful. We will do that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue. Also, Robert Plummer will join us, candidate for assembly in District 4. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on After Close the Mortgage Show,
brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to After Close the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
See why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden preparing to ask Congress for a huge spending package for Israel and Ukraine, labeled an urgent budget request. It's expected to total roughly $100 billion, $14 billion for Israel, $60 billion for Ukraine, along with money for humanitarian efforts, the border, and the Indo-Pacific region.
Making a national security argument in his Oval Office address last night, the president said he wants Congress to pass a large aid package to support Israel and Ukraine.
It's a smart investment that's going to pay dividends for American security for generations. Help us keep American troops out of harm's way.
The president said Hamas terrorists and Russia's Vladimir Putin share a common goal of annihilating a neighboring democracy.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. He's hanging in there. Congressman Jim Jordan still in the running for the House Speaker's job, despite failing to win the post in votes earlier this week. The Ohio Republican says the House has to get back to work ASAP.
We need to help Israel. We need to get the appropriations process moving so that the key elements of our government are funded and funded in the right way, particularly our military. We need to get back to our committee work. And frankly, we need to continue the oversight work that I think is so darn important.
Jordan hoping to win the speaker's gavel soon, perhaps as soon as later today. Court records show that the Maryland judge shot to death at his home in Hagerstown, Maryland, presided over the divorce case of a man now identified as a person of interest in the case. 52-year-old Judge Andrew Wilkinson was found in his driveway last night. He died at the hospital, and the hunt is now on for that person of interest. Now there are a second American journalist detained in Russia. On Wall Street this morning, stocks in the red so far. The Dow down 97 points, while the NASDAQ is off 38. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Clark County School District still investigating a cybersecurity incident that happened earlier this month and has not released any details about what information may have in fact been compromised. District officials announced earlier this week a cyber attack impacting its email system happened around October 5th. Now, some teachers in the school district have told the Las Vegas Review-Journal the hack has affected their ability to use class materials. District officials would only say the investigation into that incident continues to go on. Someone about to expand, an Arizona-based developer, wants to build single-family homes on 25 acres in the western part of that upscale community. The Las Vegas Planning Commission has approved that tentative plan for the Ashland and Summerland Village community. Home builder Taylor Morrison plans to bring in work on the 92-lot project in the first half of 2025. Summerland began back in 1952 when business tycoon Howard Hughes bought 30,000 acres at $3 an acre. A residential acre recently has been valued at more than $1.1 million. That's pretty good appreciation. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority launching a new ad campaign, this one now aimed at attracting convention business. The Not Invited campaign, aimed at building interest in conventions, trade shows, and corporate meetings coming to Las Vegas. LVCBA officials say the Not Invited title refers to uninviting mediocrity and the expected. Last year, Southern Nevada attracted nearly 5 million convention goers. Las Vegas boasts three of the 10 largest convention centers in the U.S., including the Las Vegas Convention Center, the Venetian Expo and Convention Center, and Mandalay Bay Convention Center. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website, 670KMZQ.com. That's 670KMZQ.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Really not too bad of shape on our Valley freeways. In fact, getting the all clear from Nevada State Police on accidents on the freeways. Do have a new one, though, on North Las Vegas Boulevard at Lamb. Injury accident, again, North Las Vegas Boulevard at Lamb Boulevard. We're going to have 90-degree afternoons today, tomorrow, and we'll stop just short of it on Sunday. But today we're going back up to about 93 this afternoon, 66 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th president of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office shortly after I win the presidency because of you. I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. There's a primary election coming up on June 11th of 2024. There is a general election November 5th of 2024. And, you know, we always talk about how elections have consequences. We've got right now, today, a culture of corruption in Carson City. It's getting worse by the day. And a guy that's been watching a lot of this is our good friend John Burke, the spokesman for Better Nevada PAC. And he joins us now. John, how you been, my friend?
Doing great, Kevin. Thanks for having me on this morning. Absolutely, there is a lot of corruption in Carson City, and we're keeping an eye on it. And it seems to get worse every day. It's truly breathtaking, the level of corruption we're seeing from the Democrats there.
And in fact, the Democrat Senate leader, Nicole Cannizzaro, she is up to her eyeballs in this thing. Can you talk a little bit about what we know on Nicole Cannizzaro?
Absolutely. So Nicole Cannizzaro, she is in a lot of, she's facing a lot of scrutiny because at the moment she's pushing legislation that is very beneficial to her husband, who is an unregistered lobbyist, has a lot of union clients. And that's been something that the Nevada Independent's been on. They've highlighted the fact that there's a lot of undisclosed conflicts of interest. And this is something that's come up in her previous elections. But she's been in the headlines this week for what's been happening with Israel and her ties to a group, the Las Vegas Democratic Socialists of America. And that's something that she has refused to comment on, despite it's been in the headlines. Their stance that's been supportive of Hamas and the Palestinians who have committed terrorist attacks against the Israeli civilians and American citizens. And that's something that we really do need answers on.
Who is Sean Navarro?
Yeah, Sean Navarro is someone who we've seen in these Democrat circles. He is the co-chair of the Las Vegas chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America. For your listeners who may not be familiar with that group, they've been very involved in the grassroots efforts of Democrats. They're a far-left radical socialist group, and they're embedded with a lot of these nonprofits that work to get out the vote. And he's been active. Their chapter endorsed every single Democrat who was on the ballot in 2022. And a few weeks ago, Nicole Cannizzaro took photos with Sean Navarro at an event. And since then, this group has been very active in supporting the Hamas terrorists. They've held multiple rallies in the Las Vegas area to rally support for them. And he himself, actually, Sean Navarro, posted a photo of the paraglider who attacked a music festival in Israel. Truly horrendous. And that was a targeting of civilians, men and women, children who were innocent. And he celebrated that. And Nicole Cannizzaro has not commented on why she would associate herself with this person. And look, we've seen Democrat politicians denounce the DSA. We saw Senator Jackie Rosen do that. But Nicole Cannizzaro has not followed suit. And it really raises some questions. Why would she not want to speak out against this? Either she's too afraid to go against these radical socialists who back Democrats in elections, or she agrees with them. I'd like to think it's not the latter, but she won't comment. And that's something that the media has been letting her get away with. And it's unfortunate because this is something that Nevadans really deserve answers on.
But this is not just Nicole Cannizzaro. There are so many others that are getting caught up in this, including the Nevada Democrat Party chair, Danielle Monroe Moreno. This goes well beyond just one Democrat politician. This is an entire culture of corruption.
Absolutely. And we're seeing a lot of terrible acts by Democrats that really undermine the public trust. Danielle Monroe Moreno is somebody who hasn't commented on anything with her party's corruption. She's been weak on Israel, too. She had a moment during an IFC hearing, an interim finance committee hearing, because she's an assembly member. And she tried to recognize a moment of silence. She didn't even say the word Israel. It was like a lot of responses we've seen from some Democrats who try to play both sides of this and won't side with the Jewish community on this. And that's something we really need right now, because Nevada's Jewish community is going through a terrible time. A lot of them have family members in Israel, and we're seeing unprecedented violence against civilians and even American citizens there. And silence is not acceptable right now. Nevada needs to make it clear that we're on the side of our friends in Israel and the Jewish community here. And that's something that, unfortunately, a lot of Democrats have not been able to do. And it's really too bad to see. But we do need to hold them accountable for that.
Again, John Burke joining us, spokesman for the Better Nevada PAC. NevadaGlobe.com has been writing about this. The Independent's been writing about this and reporting about this. Is there any response at all from these leading Democrats in our state?
Well, we've seen Senator Rosen was someone who did speak out against the DSA. And we've seen one local chapter did, the Henderson Democrats, but largely it's been muted. They don't want to acknowledge this. And it's a huge problem, and it's really not acceptable to see them just try to play both sides here, because they can't have it both ways. This is a group that is enmeshed into their grassroots network, and they can't be let off the hook on this, because they are supporting some very vile acts that we're seeing. And as you mentioned, there's been some great reporting by the Nevada Independent and Nevada Globe on some of the corruption we're seeing, and that has involved the speaker, Steve Yeager, and that's somebody else who definitely deserves a lot of scrutiny. And this is separate from Israel, but he's been involved. He's not just allowing a culture of corruption to take place in Carson City. He's been an active participant in it.
It is incredible that leading Democrats are just trying to lay low and hope this thing will all blow over. Elections do have consequences. We've got elections coming up in June and November of 2024. Can you talk a little bit about what is going to be at stake in these elections?
Absolutely. So our main focus at Better Nevada PAC is trying to make sure that we allow Governor Lombardo to have as strong of a mandate as possible to pass the legislation that he needs to pass. And we had some successes last cycle, but unfortunately the Democrats have heavily gerrymandered the maps for the Assembly and the Senate. And right now, despite the fact that more Republicans voted for Democrats in 2022 in those elections, we have a Democrat supermajority in the Assembly, and we're one away from the Senate. And that means that if they pick up one seat in the Senate, they can effectively govern this state and override vetoes and make sure that they can push us back into the same era that we had with Governor Sisolak, where they have complete control of our government. We can't allow that to happen. We need that veto to stay intact. And we need also, more importantly, to give Governor Lombardo good allies in Carson City. So we're focused on making sure we elect good conservatives who will support the Lombardo agenda to the Assembly, to the Senate. And the governor has already made some great endorsements. There's some outstanding candidates who are announcing in recent weeks. And I think we're going to see a few more of those soon, hopefully. And that will give us a very good slate of people who can turn the tide in Carson City and make sure that we have good government that's going to move the ball forward for families across Nevada.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. How much of an impact can your PAC have on an election? I know there are restrictions for some kinds of PACs and for super PACs, and people, their eyes glaze over when you start talking about this stuff. But how much can you do in a campaign like we're going to have coming up?
Absolutely. We can do quite a lot. We can do grassroots advocacy, communications. We're constantly highlighting these examples of corruption we're seeing from the Democrats in Carson City. We're working hard to make sure voters are educated on that. That's really the big priority here, because people know how important the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives races are, but they're not as familiar with these local races, and they do have a huge impact on our communities, in some ways greater than what happens at the federal level. So we're going to be focused on amplifying the efforts of our candidates and also holding Democrats accountable, as we have been with the culture of corruption that's been exposed by the great work by the Review Journal, the Independent, and a lot of other journalists across Nevada, and making sure our voters are armed with that information so they can go to the polls and make the good decisions that they need to make for their families. That's what we're going to be 100% focused on, and we expect to make a huge impact.
John, what can my listeners do for you and your PAC and the governor to help promote these policies? What is it you need, and how can people reach out to you?
Absolutely. I'd recommend everybody goes to betternevadapac.com to learn more about our efforts. We're active on social media, on Facebook, X, and Instagram, and you can follow us on those platforms and get common updates from us, regular updates to see what's going on. And making sure we highlight the candidates who Governor Lombardo has endorsed. Our PAC will be backing them and making sure we do everything we can to move the ball forward. But making sure people are aware of these races is the number one challenge right now, and highlighting the importance of them, because very soon we're going to be in the presidential primary season. We're going to be looking at a lot of what's happening with these federal races. That's already happening. But we can't let these races fall off our radar, because they are going to be immensely consequential for Nevada and for the rest of Governor Lombardo's term.
John, it's always good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon. Thank you so much, my friend. It's always good getting with you.
Thank you, sir. Great to speak with you. Have a great day.
John Burke. He is the spokesman for the Better Nevada PAC, supporting the governor and his policies, and candidates all across the state of Nevada. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers, or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient